6 children all by herself.
And she had to make a living for her.
Okay. She
had to make a home for
her. Okay. Say the 6 children are all grown up and gone now, but so you would say that she did what?
She did a wonderful job.
Okay. You might say you ought to take Aunt Jane's advice about your children. She has something 10 of them.
Or take her advice, what would the blank word
because
be?
Because she
ought to know?
Yeah, she ought to know, but why should she know? She had
10.
Yeah, okay, she had 10.
10 children.
And she did what with them after she had them? If kids grew up in your home, you'd say that you what the kids?
Raised them.
Okay.
Yeah.
To a child who's misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good...
whipping.
Okay. Any other terms?
Spanking.
What's the difference?
It feels the same, I think.
is there any difference in what you use for whipping and what you'd use for spanking?
I guess you'd use a whip or you'd use your hand and spanking, I guess, would be the difference.
Okay, okay. What if you had 2 little boys? And one little boy said to the other, if you do that again, I'll give you a good, what would he say to the little boy?
Kick.
Okay. Or there's going to be a fight. These 2 little boys are going to fight. One of them's threatening the other, and I'm going to give you a good...
lick in the nose or something.
Okay. Okay, what if there were 2 older boys, like 2 boys in high school, and one of them said, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
whipping.
Okay. Okay. If somebody named Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, Bob, what a lot in 1 year?
Grew.
Okay. And you might say to him, you certainly have what big?
Grown.
Okay. And you might say, that Bob came up so fast, you could almost see him.
Grow.
Okay. Okay, you said a child that's been born to an unmarried woman is called a bastard. Okay, do you know of any joking names that you might use? Any other names for that?
No, I've probably heard, but I can't think of.
Okay, do you know of any polite words that you might use for that? Like if you're in some sort of polite situation and you didn't want to say bastard.
I just say she had a kid out of marriage.
Okay, okay. Have you heard blacks or poor whites use any other word for that?
No.
Okay. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
sweeter.
Okay. Or if you were going to use loving, would you, she say even...
more loving.
Okay. Okay. Your brother's son would be your...
nephew.
Okay. And a child who has lost both parents is, you'd say it's...
orphan.
Okay. And if it's been put in an institution, would you call anything different?
We'd still call it an orphan.
Okay. A person appointed to look after an orphan is its legal...
guardian.
Okay. If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this whole town is just full of my...
relatives.
Okay. Would you use the same word for your parents and grandparents?
As relatives?
Yeah.
I think you'd refer to them as grandpa and grandma or...
uh-huh.
Rather than relatives, you'd...